e-commerce is actually a great opportunity if you're trying to launch a product in 2024 and you're trying to get it to a seven-figure product launch. Like, this is a huge opportunity. There's a lot of momentum in e-commerce right now, and you know, it's not saturated, despite what some people might say about saturation and things like that. Like, there's a massive opportunity. But as with anything, how you actually launch your products and how you go about trying to have a seven-figure product launch is gonna make a big difference, right? Like, if you just go at it and you know, you don't look for the common mistakes to avoid, that can actually harm your launch, and that can sink your seven-figure product launch. So let's cover some of these big mistakes that you want to avoid if you want to have a seven-figure product launch in e-commerce. So the first one, you know, and this is something that I see out there in the market, is you see people running ads directly to product pages and thinking that's gonna be the thing that makes their e-commerce store and get to like a seven-figure product launch. That's really, really hard to do, and that's gonna be fighting uphill if that's how you want to go about getting to a seven-figure product launch. Like, that's simply not the way you want to, you know, count on getting to a seven-figure product launch. You really kind of need to think about building an audience for your store long term. So don't just throw away the traffic. Actually build relationships with your target market and actually, you know, collect their emails, send them valuable stuff, send them, you know, coupons, gifts and things like that, and actually get to know your subscriber base. And then you have a long-term brand, because if you're trying to have a seven-figure product launch as an unknown brand that's just running advertising to a landing page where they either buy or they don't buy and then they forget about your brand for the rest of time, you're gonna struggle to build like a lasting brand. You're gonna struggle to build a real successful launch and get to a seven-figure product launch. So this is a big mistake that you really want to avoid, and you know, don't fall into that trap. So the second biggest mistake is thinking that the product itself is just an afterthought, and taking that literally as just an afterthought. Like, you don't care what you're selling, you just want to sell something. Whilst this is a good strategy for like early on when you're experimenting, you know, with launching your store in the first place, like you've never sold anything, why is that a good strategy? Like, just explore different things. It's not a good long-term strategy for actually making substantial money with your e-commerce business, because now you might be selling widgets that you don't care about. You don't know who is making them in China. You don't care about the quality. That's not a good recipe for getting to a seven-figure product launch, because what happens is now you're selling these things and maybe they are short quality, maybe you're drop shipping them, and you know, your customers are getting this stuff in the mail all excited, and then they go to check out the product and start using it, and in 2 weeks, you know, the thing goes poof, and then they can't use it anymore and they're angry and they are leaving bad reviews on your store. Like, oh, this is a lot of gravity that's just gonna sink your seven-figure product launch before it gets that far. So treating the product as just an afterthought, guys, it's this is not gonna power you to a big success in the long run, especially if you want to get your seven-figure product launch. Like, it might get you in the market and make some sales and, you know, maybe make 10, 20K. But to really cross six figures in sales of that product and get it to seven figures, you need to be much, much more committed to the product. A good way to think about it is look at kind of the way that people like Tony Hsieh of Zappos kind of did shoes at Zappos and designed the whole product experience. It's all about quality. It's all about a great customer experience. You can look at Amazon as well. That's why Amazon has been so successful in e-commerce. They literally obsess over quality, over the customer experience. And that's a good recipe for you guys as well to emulate and model your product launches on something like that. Also, make sure you're choosing a product that you know a lot about, that you're super passionate about, that you're personally invested in. Like, you're not just a me too product in the market, right? Like, you want to make sure that, you know, you're taking care of the customer by taking care of the product and its quality and making sure it's as great as possible. So product definitely makes a big, big difference in how you approach it. Now, the last big mistake is thinking that copywriting and your video content on your sales pages for your e-commerce products, thinking that that stuff doesn't matter. Like, thinking that's all just, I don't really care how this video looks. I don't really care how this product page and product descriptions, product title, I'm just gonna take whatever the stock manufacturer sends me, or I'm just gonna take some, you know, whatever the default text. Like, what happens in e-commerce sales, because you're not getting to talk with your customers one-on-one, so your words on the page and in video, that content, that's literally the only shot you have at communicating the value of your product with your prospective customers and getting your prospective customers to know and understand and appreciate why this is the perfect product for them. So what you should be doing instead is spending a lot of time optimizing the copywriting on your pages, your product pages, the copywriting across your store, anything that's related to the customer finding information about a product. If a customer has got questions about a certain product, having like an FAQ at the bottom or somewhere where it's easy to kind of see, can help boost your conversions for that page, for that product. And then writing really persuasive and clear, detailed product descriptions, titles, and describing why this product is a must-have for the customer. Like, these things will help you sell a lot more in your seven-figure product launch. The other thing, obviously, is optimize content as well. Be just as intentional in optimizing your video content as you are in optimizing your written content. Now, I have two free resources for you. You can grab my Solopreneur Profits Bootcamp to learn how to make more sales of your products. The link is in the description. The second resource is I have some consulting slots I make available for my subscribers in the More Product Sales Today Brainstorm, and the link for this is in the description. So you can subscribe and book a call if you need to talk about your products and how you can make more sales of them.